Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis from the Pastagna Studios, John McTavish, and from the Box Press Studio, June Liu. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
Doing well, man. I'm excited to be talking about sort of what's old is new today.
Yes, very old, I guess. So we are talking about the Rocky Patel The Edge 20th Anniversary Robusto. The cigar is more of a Robusto Extra, 5.5x50. Comes out of the El Paraiso factory in Honduras. Wrappers Ecuadorian Sumatra, binders Honduran Habano, filters from Honduras and Panama. I put Rocky Patel as a blender, but who knows who actually the blender is. I don't know that Rocky does it, the blending himself. Price point is $11. Cigar was released in November of 2022. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I actually had a pretty favorable first third. Like it was, you know, sweet, nutty, got some nice spice, but for whatever reason, like smoking the last two thirds was such a drastic, different cigar. And it really fell off. So like, for most of it, i.e. the last two thirds, it was like this cardboard leather kind of a thing going on. No, I'm pretty sure that they lied about the filler components of the cigar. You know,
Indonesian,
pretty sure
there
was a lower 2002. Yep, that's the vintage that I know. So it was average. But blast from the past, man. I remember the Edge from back in the days and liking just Rockies and Rocky, a lot of Rocky Patel as an early cigar smoker. So,
all right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
I mean, it's a blast. It's the best. I mean, listen, I didn't have a really good experience with this. This was just a disaster from beginning to end. It was like a dull Edge. Straw manure. I got a little bit of ammonia as well, and I've gotten this was sometimes with Rocky Patel releases. Damp wood, some spices throughout. It just there wasn't much. It was pretty painful. So I mean, the ammonia quality just really was there throughout, and we can get to that in the conclusion.
John. All right, John, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, as soon as I saw the tobacco makeup, I'm like, Seth is not. He's not going to like this at all because this is all the things that Seth doesn't like. The only way it could have been more is if he got like some really good, strong Nicaraguan jalapa in the filler just to like cement that. But I actually thought this was, pretty good. I got a lot of sweet tobacco, mild wood and earth combination, the first third, which was interesting. The earth didn't do that thing where a lot of people put earth in there. For a tobacco flavor, and it just like takes over the palate. This is more of a support note. Little bit delayed red pepper flake, rich creaminess in the retrohale, a little bit of celery, interestingly enough, in the center of the retrohale. So that was a surprise. Little light chocolate, and I was like, that's pretty good. And kind of more of the same in the second third, a little bit of cinnamon, more defined as the second third went on. There's a more general vegetal note rather than a celery at the center of the profile in the second third. And then last third, just kind of more of a wood-driven profile. So creamy wood, dry wood, a little bit of chocolate occasionally came in, but mostly wood forward in the last third. Burn actually struggled for me, which surprised me because I've smoked a lot of Rocky Patels and I don't recall a lot of burn issues, but I had a Canoe which had a touch up, and then I had a Relight in the second third, and I was smoking it about right for the time, so I'm not sure what happened there, but draw was a minor amount towards the resistance spectrum, but overall for me it was a favorable, good experience. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, for me the cigar started with toasted oak, mushroom mustiness, and black pepper. I got some earth that joined in pretty quickly. And then the second third saw the mustiness and the pepper fade back. And then the final third saw the pepper and the mustiness pick back up and some wood bitterness joined in as well. I thought the cigar had an average flavor profile throughout, kind of focused around that toasted oak, earth, black pepper, mustiness. There was transitioning a fullness of the pepper and the mustiness, but nothing that ever really kind of grabbed my attention during that time. It's been years since I smoked my last Edge or anything like that, so I can't really make a good comparison of how this kind of stacks up against them. But, you know, while the price is somewhat attractive, I just don't see this as a cigar, I'd come back to. I mean, I had significant burn issues. The cigar went out on me 3 times, so that kind of really knocked it down a fair amount. Probably didn't help the – well, the cigar started average, so I don't think it was going to help the flavor profile anyway. So it didn't – I don't think it really maybe had any effect on the flavor profile probably. But, all right, getting into the scores, we are going to start at the top with John at 6.37. June gave it a 6.1. I gave it a 5.35, and Seth gave it a 3.33. So, John, how'd that 6.37 match up for you?
It matches up really well. I think it would have been a 6.5 if it wouldn't have had a little bit of a burn and a slight draw issue. But flavor-wise, yeah, I think low sixes sounds about right to me.
All right, June, 6.1.
6.1 overall average flavors, pretty good construction. Sounds about right to me.
My 5.35 matches up well. Average flavor profile throughout, bad burn. Kind of really takes it down to those low fives. Not something I really come back to. So yeah. And I think this may be the first time that we've ever had like a 3-point gap between the top and bottom scores, but Seth, 3.33, how'd that match up for you?
I mean, it was rough. I mean, it was bad. I had an ammonia quality, and I've had this with, there's been other past Rocky Patel releases where I feel like it's been pretty heavy on the ammonia. It could have just been mine, but I just didn't have a great experience. So it's a bummer.
All right. Final thoughts from you guys on this one.
I think if you enjoy the Rocky Patel Edge, probably the Edge Maduro or the Edge, not the Sumatra. I think they did a Habano. You'd probably be a fan of these.
Yeah, the Edge Maduro. Yeah. Because there's been like the Edge Sumatra was good, and this isn't like I'm not hitting.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's been
I didn't
for forever since.
Yeah,
he's released one. I mean,
yeah, it's true.
In today's terms, like the $11 isn't that bad. I don't know.
Shit, I've got an Edge Candela sitting. Like I can see it in my humidor to my right. I used to smoke the Edge Maduro. The Torpedoes was kind of my jam. I really really liked them.
That looked like that Costa Rican rapper, didn't it?
I don't know.
They have a Costa Rican rapper?
I don't know, man. It's been a while. Maybe I should light one up and be like, what was I thinking? I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Makes a difference. There's going to be plenty of people that smoke it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. 20th anniversary, right, baby.
Yeah, wherever your catch is video, be sure to like, subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
We'll sell you the whole cigar, but you only need the edge.